I'm Ed Zicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts, and today I'm in Chicagoland, Chicago, Illinois. I'm with Dr. Bob Murray. Dr. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
We've had an opportunity to talk a little bit about what you're doing with, it's called Aegis Science Corporation. First of all, give us a little bit about your background, Dr. Bob Murray, and tell our listeners what you've been doing and what's led you to working with this company.
Well, Ed, I'm an exercise physiologist by training, and I did my graduate work at Ohio State. Afterwards, I took the course that most exercise physiologists do and went into university teaching at Boise State University out in Idaho. And when I was there, 5 years into it, I got an interesting offer from the Gatorade Company to come join them in Chicago and to start an internal exercise physiology research effort that quickly became the Gatorade Sports Science Institute. So I was happy to be a co-founder of GSSI and served as its director for 23 years. Wow. In 2008, I left Gatorade, and since then I've been working as a consultant for companies large and small. And most recently, connected with the Aegis Sciences Corporation out of Nashville, Tennessee. They're a large sports drug testing concern, as well as doing drug testing in a variety of other applications, such as hospitals and for doctors and the like. And they have an amazing resource, an educational service called the Aegis Shield. And this is a fantastic website and mobile phone app for anyone who's interested to make sure that their dietary supplement does not contain banned substances. And of course, any athlete who is subject to a banned substance list, and that goes from high school to college to pros, this is a go-to resource for them because lots of athletes use supplements and sometimes lots of supplements. And unfortunately, the risk of using dietary supplements is that some of them can contain banned substances, often listed right on the ingredient label if you know what to look for.
Yeah, so an athlete could go into a health food store or a Kroger or some sort of grocery store or whatever and go up to a product and use your product, your shield, this Aegis Shield, and they could get all kinds of information on that product?
Yeah. The mobile phone app gives you the opportunity to scan the product's UPC code, vertical bars that we see on all the products, as well as just search it by name. And if the product's in the database, and this is the world's largest database of dietary supplements, then all sorts of information will come up. First and foremost, a status. Is the product okay? In other words, is there any evidence of a banned substance on the product ingredient list? If not, then you get the okay status. Is there cause for concern? Is there something in the product that the database doesn't recognize? A blend of ingredients, for example, that we don't know the composition of. In that case, it's a caution. And on those occasions when a banned substance is found in the ingredient list, listed right there on the label, then the athlete, the user of the app can see the banned symbol.
That's interesting. Dr. Murray, what are some of the reasons for failed drug tests with athletes?
Well, athletes can obviously fail drug tests when they purposely try to cheat to gain a competitive advantage. But oftentimes, athletes will inadvertently take a supplement that contains a banned substance or an over-the-counter medication, perhaps even a prescription drug that they haven't cleared with their team medical staff, and consequently failed the drug test as a result.
Okay, and then what are some of the problems that you see with supplements out on the market today?
Well, there's two issues, I think, two core issues that people should be aware of. Number one is the one we've just been talking about, the fact that some supplements contain banned substances. Now, in all likelihood, it's not the majority of supplements, but there's enough on the shelves that do contain banned substances, and you simply don't know which is which. And that's why the Aegis Shield is such a handy way to get that information very, very quickly. And number two is that a lot of the supplements make benefit claims for improved performance, increased muscle mass, lose weight, things of that nature that simply aren't supported by good, strong scientific evidence.
even with athletes using the Aegis Shield, what are some pitfalls that are that an athlete may encounter?
Well, and this is, I'm glad you asked that question, Ed, because this is an important thing for everybody to keep in mind. It's absolutely impossible for even the most sophisticated supplement testing to determine whether or not a supplement is absolutely free of banned substances, simply because it's impossible to test for all banned substances. There are hundreds and hundreds of different banned substances, such as steroids and stimulants and diuretics and hormones, and it's impossible to test for all of those. So the consumer, and athletes in particular, are best advised to choose supplements made from reputable manufacturers, and these are typically, in my opinion, larger firms that have been around for a while, have established reputations, are part of a larger company oftentimes that takes their quality control and manufacturing processes very, very seriously, as opposed to the smaller fly-by-night supplement manufacturers that unfortunately populate that category of products.
All right, Dr. Murray, this the Aegis Shield, you know, how can our listeners, how can the people out in the athletic world or parents, teachers, coaches, athletes, how can they get signed up for this Aegis Shield and get this product working for them?
Well, Aegis Shield is awfully easy to find. If you just search it on your computer or smartphone, Aegis is spelled A-E-G-I-S, and AegisShield.com, if you run those two words together, get you to the website. And then if you go to your app store and just search Aegis Shield, you'll find access to the app. And in both occasions, you can sign up. There's a charge for it. It's $2.99 per year, but it gives you access to all 7 banned substance lists, which include the World Anti-Doping Agency, NFL, NCAA, you know, the collegiate banned substance lists, and a variety of others, so that anytime you search a product, it compares those products' ingredients against all 7 of those banned substance lists. So if there's an ingredient that pops up on any of them, the consumer is going to be alerted to that that risk.
So for $2.99 for a year, you get this product, and you get the knowledge and the security, the personal security, knowing that what you're buying is going to comply with, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's one important step that athletes can take to reduce the risk that they're going to test positive for a banned substance. Again, nobody can guarantee that any product is absolutely free of banned substances, and what Aegis Shield does is one part of the homework that athletes need to do, in addition to talking to their sports dietitian or team physician or athletic trainer to help get some good one-on-one guidance. Aegis Shield is an extraordinarily valuable educational resource that puts the power in the hands of the athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a great product, and this is something that is going to be very useful to a lot of the athletes that and coaches who come to our website for information. Dr. Murray, what are some other additional resources on this topic that you may recommend for us?
Well, the U.S. government has the Office of Dietary Supplements that offers a lot of information, including educational information. The NCAA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, the World Anti-Doping Agency, all of these are great resource sites for anyone who's interested in learning more about dietary supplements and the associated risks.
All right, Dr. Murray, thanks very much for joining us today with our ASAP, Athletic Strength and Power podcast. One more time, the website and how we can get this Aegis Shield app working for us.
AegisShield.com is the website name. AegisShield.com. And the app stores for Android and iPhone have Aegis Shield as a downloadable app.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Murray, and really a pleasure speaking with you today, learning a little bit more about this, and hopefully we can get you back on here in the future and talk more and more about exercise science and this exciting new topic area, which you're delving into now.
All right. It'd be my pleasure. It's an exciting area, and I appreciate the opportunity.